This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. The truce officially came into effect late on Saturday night with an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement meant to end the worst episode of cross-border fire since a 10-day war in 2021. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Islamic Jihad also confirmed the agreement. Israel's National Security Advisor thanked Egypt's president for Cairo's efforts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed with military honors by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as he made his first visit to Germany since Russia invaded Ukraine. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Zelensky has been visiting allies in search of further arms deliveries to help his country fend off the Russian invasion and funds to rebuild what's been destroyed by more than a year of devastating conflict. A jet flew Zelensky to the German capital from Rome, where he had met Saturday with Pope Francis and Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni. On the eve of his arrival, which is taking place amid tight security, the German government announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth more than 2.7 billion euros, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
World Food Program Chief Cindy McCain warns that it will be difficult to feed the world if Russia does not renew the Ukraine grain deal due to expire May 18th.
As you know, Ukraine used to be pretty much the breadbasket of Europe, and now that's not happening. And we need to get the grain out because it's affecting other countries.
McCain's comments came during an interview on the BBC Sunday. Ukraine is a major global exporter of grain. The export agreement brokered by the UN and Turkey last July has allowed Ukraine to transport millions of tons of food. This is VOA News. Vote counting got underway on Sunday in Thailand's general election after polls closed. The election is touted as a pivotal chance for change, 9 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first came to power in a 2014 coup. The polls closed at 5 p.m. and some results were expected in early evening, with a fuller picture coming later Sunday night. Voters in Turkey go to the polls Sunday for pivotal parliamentary and presidential elections that are expected to be tightly contested and could be the biggest challenge Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces in his two decades in power. He said Sunday that he hopes once all the votes have been counted for the country, for the nation, for the democracy, that a good future for the people of Turkey, for democracy, for all the votes have been counted. The vote will either grant the increasingly authoritarian Erdogan a new 5-year term in office or set the NATO member country on what his opposition contender calls a more democratic plan. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligations looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia and one with Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea. White House Bureau Chief, VOA's White House Bureau Chief, Patsy Wittakuswara, has the story.
Looming over the G7 summit, the threat of the world's largest economy not paying its debts and further endangering a fragile global economy hit by the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
These shocks continue to impose significant costs on the global economy. Further, markets are seeing the possibility of a U.S. debt limit breach as a growing downside risk.
From Hiroshima, Japan, Biden is scheduled for a brief stop in Papua New Guinea to meet Pacific Island leaders he hosted last year, establish stronger strategic ties, and deter them from getting closer to China. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Cyclone Mocha began to crash ashore at the Bangladesh-Myanmar border on Sunday. Bangladesh's weather office said, in a region home to hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees. Packing winds of up to 195 kilometers or 120 miles per hour, Mocha hit between Cox Bazar, where nearly 1 million refugees live in camps largely made up of flimsy shelters, and Myanmar's Sitwa, the office said. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.